The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says...
Hello, and welcome to this edition of SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaurente, and I'm joined by my co-host, none other than Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Miss Jade?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Did your Vols pull it out last night?
Yes, they did. It was stressful, but you know how they do. We are, you know, we love the drama, so yeah. Couldn't just be an easy win. It had to be an ugly win, but we got it done.
Now, which came first, your love for the Bears or your love for the Vols?
The Bears, of course.
Okay, all right.
But I didn't love the Vols until I stepped onto campus.
Oh, okay, okay. Who was the quarterback your freshman year?
Casey Clawson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just missed the good old days, huh?
I know. Dang. I mean, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great.
Right. All right. All right.
You know, he's mediocre, but it is what it is.
Right. If we keep doing these podcasts and the Bears keep winning, you know, this could be a heck of a season for you. You're 2-for-2 so far.
Listen. Exactly. And I just hope that Mitch Trubisky doesn't throw in a double coverage like he did last week, or every week for that matter. If he stopped doing that, we might be okay. You know, I don't know if he needs contacts or, you know, what he sees. And listen, and I get it. Being a quarterback is not easy. You got to scan the field. You got to make quick decisions because this big ass linebacker, tackle, whatever is coming at your ass. So I get it. But brother, triple coverage is never a good idea. Especially when you have somebody open up the middle. So I just need, yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like a case of this guy who used to play for the Washington team back in the day, Carlos Rogers. He was a cornerback. Mm-hmm. And he had the hardest time making interceptions. And somebody suggested to him, like, hey, man, you might need to get your vision checked. And he was like, nah. So he became like a free agent. And he signed with San Francisco. And over the offseason, he had the bright idea of, I'm going to get my vision checked. It turned out he got LASIK. And then the next year, he led the league in interceptions. Like, man, come
on. He could have been doing this. How much money did he miss out on? Because he refused to go get, was he a brother?
Yes, of course.
See, y'all don't never want to go to the doctor. See? You don't never want to go to the doctor. No, I want to go to the doctor. Sir, you cannot see.
Yeah, man. So that was like one of those things. I was just like, of course, now when you don't play for us, you want to go get your eyes checked.
Man, fellas, go to the doctor. Please. The PSA from the WrestleCast. Go to the doctor.
So, Miss J to the Max, another PSA from the WrestleCast is that tonight, Sunday, we're going to have Clash of Champions. So, please use the hashtag Cast of Champions to share your commentary with color. So, that means that we have to get your picks so you can be our third contestant on who you got tonight.
So, yes, what's the grand prize? Bragging rights.
Always.
Okay, got it. Bragging rights on Twitter. That's means right. More to me than any cash prize.
So we're going to start with SmackDown Tag Team title match. Cesaro and Nakamura versus the Lucha House Party. So Ms. Jade to the Max, who you got?
Cesaro and Nakamura.
All right.
That's easy.
That's
good. It'll be a good match, though, but yeah.
We all have, me and Maurice also picked Shinsuke and Cesaro and Nakamura as well. Next up, we have Asuka versus Zelina Vega, Raw Women's Title. Who you got?
Man, Asuka. Why is this even a match?
Because Zelina Vega.
They could have gave Asuka the night off.
Oh gosh,
Zelina Vega. I know her back hurt from carrying Raw.
Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews, United States title match. Who you got?
Black on black crime, Bobby Lashley.
All right. See, this isn't going to be very intriguing because we're all.
It's going to be a good match. I'm a fan of the Hurt Business. I'm a fan. They be clean too. They be casket sharp out there whooping ass. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, what Bobby Lashley said. He said, "Yeah, we give out ass whoopings and we'll look good doing it."
That's right. Damn straight.
Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza for the Raw Tag Team titles.
These are like recycled storylines from like pre-COVID. I mean, I get it. It's, you know, personnel is a little short, but good Lord. You know what? I think they might put the strap on the Andrade and what's the other one? The cute one?
Angel.
Yeah, him.
I like the way you're thinking.
I think, yeah. I'm going to go with them. I feel like it's time. I love the Street Profits, but I feel like it's, especially since this storyline's been going on for like a year, I think it's time.
Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus the Riot Squad for the women's tag team titles. Miss J to the Max, who you got?
I'm really liking this new and improved Riot Squad, but I'm going to just have to go with the dominant forces there. Shayna and Nia.
All right. So far that's 1, 2, 3, 4 matches that we all agree on. And here's about to be the fifth. Oh.
Okay, we need a tiebreaker.
Bayley versus Nikki Cross, SmackDown Women's Championship.
Was nobody else available? Bayley, please. Nikki Cross got 25,000 chances.
This would probably be the match that may be the tiebreaker right here. Jeff Hardy, man, AJ Styles,
Bayley been won all of them.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, go ahead.
Jeff Hardy, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, triple threat ladder match for the Intercontinental title. Who you got?
The only ones that matter are Jeff and AJ Styles. So
I can't.
I would say Jeff.
I would say
Jeff because I feel like they're setting up an even longer feud between Jeff and AJ.
Okay.
But who else is in it? Sammy and somebody else? I forgot the other person.
Jeff Hardy, AJ Styles, and Sami Zayn. It's a triple threat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, yeah, I'm going to go with Jeff. As long as Sheamus don't come out there with a beer.
Next up, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, Universal title match. Who you got?
It's going to be a disqualification. It ain't going to be a clean finish.
So, Roman retained?
This feud, Roman Reigns, no, Jey by DQ. Because this is too good. This is too good to stop here. I agree with Vanika. At West Sleep, though, this is too good to just end here.
Okay.
They got to drag this out.
All right. And then our main event, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, WWE Championship.
Randy Orton was never an exciting champion to me. I say Drew McIntyre because I feel like they're setting up for this Keith Lee, Drew McIntyre. Well, then, on the other hand, I don't think they're just going to put the strap on Keith Lee like that. So it might be Randy Orton, just so they can set up a Drew-Keith feud. I'm going to say Randy Orton.
All right.
What did Mo say?
He said Randy Orton as well. I said Drew McIntyre.
Drew's been champ since what, WrestleMania?
Yes, ma'am.
March. So the whole COVID. Mm-hmm. Oh, he been the COVID champ. Yeah. Okay, yeah, now it's time for a change of hands.
All right. So there you have it, Miss Jade to the Max picks for Class of Champions. Who you got? follow along, like I said, with the hashtag Cast of Champions to see who knows the most about WWE booking when it comes to myself, Jade to the Max, and Mo to the underscore Reese.
Yes. I think I'm going to win. I actually may watch this live tonight and not the Jade edition. It just depends on who's playing Sunday Night Football tonight.
So. I can't remember.
Because it's probably not important.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? Is it some obscure team like the Cardinals versus somebody?
I don't think so. Let's see. Oh. We've got too much internet and Google to not know. Let's get some
information. You're right. Down here. You're right. But sometimes, you know, you just be lazy. And so I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Let's see. Sunday Night Football is the Packers and Saints.
I hate the Packers. Shout out to Madame Lizette. That might be a good game. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers on his last leg. So
I don't know. He's been balling, though.
Oh, he has been. I haven't been watching because he's not a Packers fan.
Yeah, he threw for like four touchdowns in the first game. He threw for like a couple of the
last games. Who did they play in the first game?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I just be trying to discredit them any way I can because I don't like them. Welcome to the WrestleCast /NFLcast Know the Score podcast. We do it all here. We wear a lot of hats.
All right, so we'll get into SmackDown matters. Michael Cole welcomes us to the show. AJ's music hits. He walks out. Sami Zayn is next. Jeff Hardy follows him. Sami holds this title up in Jeff's face. It's always a good time when Sami Zayn is being an asshole like that. Corey's in the middle of the ring with them. He says that all three are claimed to be the rightful champion and brings up Sunday's crowning of the undisputed IC champion. He says tonight, though, Sami and Jeff's title will be raised high above the ring in preparation for the match. According to Corey, there's no champion's advantage. The man who takes down both titles will be the ultimate Intercontinental Champion. AJ wonders if the title is a little heavy because he should savor the moment. This is the last time Jeff will hold that title. He cheated to get the title. And as for Sami, why is he even here? Oh, that's right. He's claiming he's a champion when he took the summer off to grow out that neck beard. AJ says he broke his back to make this title mean something. And by the way, didn't he beat Sami last week? Sami says none of this shouldn't even be happening. Says AJ decided to partake in a tournament for a fraudulent championship. And when AJ won, he was the fraud. And when Jeff won, he should have denounced it and recognized Sami as a rightful champion. And now he must defend his title in a ladder match. He says ladder matches are dangerous. Jeff tells him, shut up. He agrees with AJ. AJ says he's the smartest guy in the ring. Jeff tells Sami that he should be grateful. He and AJ have defended the title week to week with honor. At the Clash, Sami can make this legit by winning. He wants to hang the title and steal the show on Sunday. AJ says neither of these guys deserve the title. Sami tells him to step aside as he and Jeff hang the title belts up on the gold little apparatus thing that they use for their straps. So they have this music playing while the titles are going in the air. Sami leaves the ring and then he shoves a ladder into AJ and Jeff. Sami hops on Jeff and then he hits a bunch of right hands, calling Jeff a fraud with each hit. He leaves the ring as AJ gets in the ring. Adam Pearce is out. He says he is officially adding AJ to this match against Jeff Hardy and Sami Zayn. It's now a triple threat. And it's next. So Jeff gets in the ring and he hits AJ with a twist of fate. So we have triple threat, Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn. AJ's up on the apron. He gets a right hand to Sami. He's calling for the phenomenal forearm. He comes off the ropes. He ducks. The forearm hits Jeff. Sami shoves AJ out of the ring, makes the pin on Jeff for the 1, 2, 3.
Way to make him look strong going into this. But like I said, I agree with AJ. Hey, bruh, you ain't been here all summer. And now you want to come in talking about I'm the rightful. Bruh, go back home.
The man beat Daniel Bryan to defend his championship. How you going to have a tournament when you already got a champion?
But he wasn't here. He left.
That don't mean that he's still not the champion.
Well, according to Vince McMahon, yes, he does.
I mean, just because you, like, you know, moved from Chicago, that doesn't mean that you, you know, don't claim Chicago as your home.
You're right. I see your point.
Sammy celebrates until AJ Styles comes into the ring with a ladder and smacks Sammy's back.
He then AJ be throwing temper tantrums like a little kid.
He then sends Jeff outside with the ladder and stares at the titles hanging in the air. AJ then gets on a big ladder and climbs to the top and grabs the titles.
Look at that little man on that big ladder. Let's go, AJ.
It should be a lot of fun. Sami Zayn and Jeff Hardy are going to do something insane on these ladders, and AJ is just going to be there to throw his little business in there. So it should be a really good match.
I agree. It's going to be a good one. And I can't wait. Uncle Danny will be over, and we are going to watch live.
Backstage, Tucker continues to explain the lawsuit in grave detail to Otis. Otis and Tucker then speak to Kayla. Hey, Kayla. He has made his decision. He doesn't trust carnival clowns, 1% milk, and lawyers. He says The Miz isn't taking the Money in the Bank contract from him. In comes Miz, who says the WWE Universe deserves a Money in the Bank champion or holder that they can be proud of. His lawyers charge $2,000 an hour, and when they are done with Otis, he will have nothing, while The Miz will have everything. Miz says, just ask Mandy what Miz can get done. John Morrison is on IG Live to catch the, you know, the developments. Mm-hmm. Otis says, if Miz wants it, come get it. Tucker wants to know why they didn't put Morrison's name on the lawsuit. Otis attacks Morrison and stomps him to oblivion until the refs come to stop the beatdown.
Damn, nothing else to do with Miz, right? But Miz do be keeping up some mess, though. He is messy.
Always messy. Always. Next up, we recap what went down last week between Sasha and Bayley. Before Bayley comes into the arena, Bayley makes her entrance. She's got her chair. She decides to take a seat at the top of the ramp. She says, wow, can you say role model? She can watch that inspiring footage all day long, over and over, but she won't. She says the champion's time is precious. And to be honest, she hasn't had an ounce of time to waste on Sasha. Unlike Sasha, Bayley has work to do. And unlike that crybaby, she has a championship match to prepare for. Bayley would like to start out by saying that she admires Nikki's heart. Last week, she overheard Nikki say that this match would be different, that she actually has a chance because Sasha won't be there. Bayley tells Nikki to think about that. Think about it long and hard and ask why Sasha won't be there. If Nikki just watched what she did to her best friend, she should be worried about Sunday. She will smack that silly little smile off her stupid little face. Then she will do something with that chair, right? Just like Sasha.
Bayley is my role model. Take no prisoners, Bayley.
Yeah, she is turning this heel thing up to a even higher level.
It all the way up.
Yeah, I didn't think she could get any higher than what they were doing during the summer, but yeah, she's actually gone to a new level.
You love to see it.
Grand Metalik versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke trips him up. Metalik hits the buckle face first. Running knee to the back of the head from Nakamura. Suplex to Metalik. And then Shinsuke gets the win with the Kinshasa. Lince Dorado comes in the ring to check on his partner. Cesaro rushes in to gut-rich suplex him. Kalisto thinks about getting in the ring, but he's like, nah, he stays on the outside. So after the coast is clear, Kalisto gets in the ring to check on his homies. Smart. But Lince Dorado shoves Kalisto down, and then he helps Metalik out of the ring.
Listen, Kalisto is smart. So I was just talking about this yesterday. Remember that episode of Girlfriends where they were outside the club and Tony got to scrapping with them girls?
Right.
And Joan was like, I can't fight. I'm a lawyer. Like, Joan was like, nah, Kalisto is Joan. She's like, nah. I'm outnumbered.
Backstage, we see Jey Uso heading over to Roman Reigns' like locker room, his little suite or whatever he's got backstage. He's banging on the door and he's like, you know, rapping a little beatbox tune on the door, like, "Let me in, Big Oosh, let me in." So we get a video package chronicling the Samoan dynasty, specifically the comparison of Jey Uso and Roman Reigns. Rikishi, Sika, and Jimmy Uso all have something to say. Rikishi says, "Roman has felt like he was the big dog even at a young age. It was in his blood. He's a winner, almost like he was destined for greatness." On the other hand, Rikishi says, "There's Jey. Step by step, day by day, he paid his dues to understand." He says, Jimmy says that they're about to leave it all on the line, the bloodline. Jimmy says that before this big dog, Reigns was a puppy. Rikishi says his son Jey will become the new champion. Roman Reigns' dad, Sika, says that he is always ready. Rikishi says his son Jey will become the new tribal chief, and it's all love.
Call that man a puppy.
Yeah, so they have more of the, you know, pictures and stuff showing them as kids growing up together. Show like a big picture of like a whole bunch of kids. So I'm pretty sure like Tamina and like not
somebody, and they all probably was in there somewhere.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
Popping them out.
Showed Roman when he was playing football in like high school and stuff. So. And then it was cool to see Rikishi and Sika and Jimmy as well in there. So really well done. I like that they're leaning into the history that they have with WWE and Paul Heyman. So this has been a really cool way to build a story.
This has been one of the cool storylines. Like, of course, the Bayley Sasha storyline has been great, and this has been another good one. This one's been an unexpected surprise because when they first did the whole, "Oh, Jay's going to be in this match to determine the next contender," I was like, "They're going to ruin it." But no, it's been really well done so far.
All right. Jey comes to the ring. He says he's hyped. That's his family right there. Cuz versus cuz, family versus family. Roman is watching in the back. Jey says, you know, he tells Corey what's up. He knows he's supposed to interview Roman Reigns, but he's got some questions for Roman. He says, "Let's look at last week where they teamed up to take on Corbin and Sheamus and celebrate the win after. They focus on Roman's quick switch and demeanor." Jey says, "All week people have been asking about the look." He says he don't know about no look, but let's ask Roman. He's like, "What's up with the look, cuz?" And he does this like lean over. You know how like, you know, when you be questioning people, you hit that like lean back to the side. That's what he had. Reigns continues to watch on backstage. Paul Heyman nods. Jey wonders about the lack of response. Jey thought that they were better than that. Smile to his face and growl behind his back. So Paul Heyman appears on the Titantron. He says he wants to get some things straight. He believes everyone deserves to hear what Roman has to say to his cousin face-to-face in the ring. Here's where we have it wrong. It's not going to happen when Jey Uso wants it. It'll happen at the accommodation of the schedule of the Universal Champion, your tribal chief, Roman Reigns. But he does guarantee that it'll happen in the ring tonight. Jey says he knew something was up. Roman changed his number. He got Paul Heyman screening his calls. He says, "It's all good."
Dang, new phone, who this?
Yeah, he says, "It's all love." He says, "Either way it go, they're manning up." And he'll show Roman tonight. And he says, "Welcome to the Usos Penitentiary."
Man. Change his number on him.
Yeah, this was the first of two promos from Jey Uso. So stay tuned for the second one.
I can't wait.
Baron Corbin cuts a promo on Matt Riddle.
Oh, God.
Then that leads to Matt Riddle versus King Corbin.
Yeah, we could have skipped this part.
Corbin grabs Riddle. He goes for the end of days, but no. Matt Riddle flips and lands on his feet. He hits the running knee to Corbin. Riddle goes to the top. He tries for the floating bro, but Corbin gets the knees up. Then he catches Matt Riddle in the end of days and gets the pin clean in the middle for the 1-2-3.
Listen. I know I'd be talking smack about Baron Corbin. It's not that I don't like him. I'm just not fond of him. Okay. And Matt Riddle, he just bores me. So, yeah.
Matt Riddle reminds me of Kerry Von Erich. He's just got the body type. He wrestles with no shoes on, just like Kerry Von Erich used to. Mm-hmm. Super athletic, like Kerry Von Erich was. I mean, Kevin Von Erich, excuse me. Like Kevin Von Erich was back in the day. Like Kevin Von Erich could stand flat-footed and drop-kick like King Kong Bundy in the top of the forehead. Like, he was that good.
Yeah, he was really good.
So Matt Riddle gets on the mic with Kayla. He says, losing sucks. He won't let this setback stop the Stallion. He will continue to grind until SmackDown is the bro show.
Oh, God.
The mystery woman, she's getting prepared. She's still getting dressed. Then she writes on her mirror. It says, untouchable.
Who do we think this is?
Carmella.
Oh, yeah, she has been gone for a while. I forgot about Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alexa Bliss is here. Alexa cuts a little promo that essentially calls Lacey Evans a Karen.
See, this is why we can't be letting them know our words, because then they end up on SmackDown.
She was like, you know, Lacey is that type of woman who, you know, always asks for the manager or always has an issue with the smallest of things. So basically she didn't call her straight up Karen, but, you know, she insinuated it.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss versus Lacey Evans.
Hours. Agreed. And Evans now out to the apron. Bliss tried with a right hand, a driven face first into the top turnbuckle. Critical match for both of these women, with Bayley defending against Nikki Cross Sunday at Clash of Champions.
Look at this. Lacey just raking the face of Alexa Bliss across the middle rope. Bliss is just... she's like a ragdoll right now.
These women jockeying for position, perhaps to become a number one contender down the road for Bayley's championship. Evans now.
Wow.
Driving Bliss to the outside.
That was magnificent.
Lacey Evans has been putting on a clinic here tonight.
Alexa's still feeling off. No doubt about it.
I mean, she was gaining control of the matchup, and then just like that, she paused, and Evans took advantage again. Strange times for Alexa Bliss as Evans heads up to the second rope now.
This'll do it.
Off the top rope, moonsault.
Nobody know.
As Bliss is able to roll out of the way. God, did you see how Bliss has... Did you see
Bliss's eyes?
Her expression completely changed, and now she's tackled Evans, and Bliss is just hammering away on Lacey Evans.
Alexa's eyes went completely vacant.
The Fiend's music, the lighting came throughout the Thunderdome, and again, just the ever-presence of that individual, of that entity, has flipped a switch in Alexa Bliss, and Bliss has completely lost it. Alexa Bliss's demeanor has taken a 180-degree turn, and the official has no choice but to call for a disqualification. Look at the look in the eyes of Bliss. Look at the expression on her face. Alexa Bliss is as confused as they come. And now stalking Evans. Again, for the second straight week, Bliss delivers Sister Abigail.
What the hell is going on?
Reigns music hits. Roman comes out. He basically is like walking past Alexa Bliss as he comes out to the ring, but Alexa Bliss turns with those crazy eyes and just staring at Roman Reigns in the Universal title.
Nah, sis, he married. Keep going. Keep walking up.
No. The Fiend.
I know.
she's got those like fiend eyes, and she's
the crazy eyes.
Yeah, and they're trying to like, you know, say basically she's staring her down because that's the fiend's property, and you know she's now possessed by the fiend.
So are we getting a fiend Roman Reigns rivalry coming up?
A roundabout in some sorts, yes.
I see.
So we return from commercial break with Roman Reigns in the middle of the ring. Heyman says that now is the time that, and then Jey Uso interrupts. He comes down to the ring. Roman tells Jey that he would give him the title if he could. But the truth is that Jey wouldn't know what to do with it. He doesn't understand the accountability and the responsibility of being on top. Jey doesn't understand the weight and the pressure of being the face of the WWE. He says it's not Jey's fault. He's a twin. His entire life, he's dependent on his brother. He says he ain't half the man that Roman is. He's one half of the greatest tag team, and the family is so proud. But their family relies on Roman Reigns. This is his role. He says it ain't Jey, and it won't ever be Jey, because it will always be him. Roman drops the mic and leaves the ring.
They out here letting Roman loose. See what you do when you let that boy loose? You can cut some promos.
Roman is, he drops the mic, and he's walking back up the ramp. Jey's still in the ring, and he asks, what if you're wrong? He says, why can't Jey be the one to provide? Why can't he provide for his wife and his kids, Roman's nephews? He says, he's been battling this his whole life. He says, Roman has always been number one. There he goes, the big dog, Mr. Main Event. He says, you know what they say about me when they see me? Which one are you? But he says,
I wasn't supposed to laugh.
But he says, after Sunday, when they ask him who he is, they're going to know that he's the one that beat Roman Reigns for the title, and that right there will be him.
That's why he had to cut his hair different, so people wouldn't be like, which one are you?
Roman doesn't even turn around. He just heads to the back. So Jey leaves shortly after, and he's in the, you know, he's talking to the camera. He says, in 2 nights, Clash of the Champions. So he, like, you know, turns to face the Thunderdome, and when he does, Roman flies from out of nowhere with a Superman punch.
It'd be your own people, man.
Roman grabs his title, and he screams that he doesn't just feed his kids or Jey's kids, but he feeds the entire family. He says Jey will take the payday, take the ass whooping that comes with it, but he will never take his title. He will never take Roman Reigns' place at the head of the table.
That boy's spitting hot fire. Who are the top 5 greatest rappers of all time? Roman.
And that's how SmackDown ended.
Boy, Roman talking big shit.
Roman and Jey got everybody like, oh, I can't wait for Sunday.
Look, I might just wait and just fast forward straight to that match.
Watch it in reverse. Watch the end first.
Exactly. You start with that one and then work your way backwards.
Yeah, so this was a fantastic go-home promo. This was great.
They letting that boy loose. Roman been in the studio working.
And they finally waited until right before the last SmackDown before the pay-per-view for Roman to actually put his hands on Jey.
See, you can get these hands. They ready to eat for everybody. So, even family.
So, yeah, everybody is really hyped for this match now. They did a great job. Great way to build this up. Like you said, when it first started, and, you know, it was just kind of like, how are they going to do this? But
right. Because you think it's like, okay, they're short on personnel right now. You know, this, I just thought it was going to be a squash. I didn't even think it would go past that one episode of SmackDown. Mm-hmm. But now it's like become a thing, and the response has been really good. So, like, and of course, getting Paul Heyman involved. I mean, Paul Heyman, does he have any bad storylines? He's never had a bad storyline. So,
I just need this. Like you said, you know, he's been saying, hey, man, I'm going to beat your ass, but it's going to be all love. I'm going to beat your ass, but it's going to be all love. That's kind of been like the prevailing, you know, underlining tone of this. Like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You're going to take this ass with him, but it's still going to be all love. So if it's still going to be all love, I need Jey to be like, okay, man, it's still all love. Let me come over here and join y'all. And then Jimmy come back and they be like, man, look, you either take these ass whoopings or you can come on too. And then you got the bloodline, the faction.
The bloodline versus the hurt business. at Survivor Series. Book it right now.
We need one more person in the bloodline, though. They got four people in there. Oh. Well, MVP doesn't necessarily have to wrestle. It could be Cedric.
No, he the mouthpiece. Him and Paul Heyman just go back and forth on the mic while they wrestling. Yeah. Like, while the match is happening, they just going back and forth
on the mic. It's like an M1 mixed basketball game.
Like a Freestyle Friday from 106 in Park. I got big ideas. They need to hire me.
If they could build that up in a way that it would be interesting... Mm-hmm. And both teams, like, you know, one team's got to lose, but that would suck for that to take place. But yeah, the bloodline of Roman, Jimmy, and Jey Uso versus the Hurt Business of Bobby, Shelton, and Cedric.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good match.
Yeah, it could have a lot of possibilities.
Vince, I hope you listening. Look, I ain't even say nothing bad about Vince today.
Vince may not be listening, but there's somebody up there who is.
Man, look. The WrestleCast, we got big ideas, man.
Yeah, they be using our booking. They be twisting it around a little bit.
They do. They be hearing us.
Yeah, so they don't have
to. Seeing us on Twitter.
Pay us for our intellectual properties. But, you know, they've taken some things we suggested and shaped and formed them in a way to be like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We know.
Mm-hmm. So, Miss JT Max. At this point in time, is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Did you see what happened on NXT? Who's going to be the number one contenders?
Okay, I'm so behind on NXT, and I'm really ashamed.
You got to get caught up because we got
to
take.
I know I do need Sunday. To get caught up. See, the thing is, Uncle Danny and I haven't been having our usual Friday night happy hour watching NXT because we've been doing Sunday football. So, but no, I'm going to catch up. And then this week's been crazy for work. So, but I, you know, had a lot on my plate, but I've stepped back from some things. So I should be able to catch up very soon because TakeOver, I'm going to just have an NXT marathon this week and just catch up because, yeah, I hate missing NXT.
Or just listen to me and Miss Simi on the NXT cast.
That is also true. See, I know I can just do that too. That probably would be the move. Yeah, likely that's going to happen. Just put y'all on while I'm working and just catch up on NXT. You right.
There you go. So at this time, I'll turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
I would like to shout out myself because I'm me. And Don, my lovely co-host, the man that leads the ship, the Captain Kirk of this show. And Miss Dee Dee Jonay and the rest of the WrestleCast peeps. Love y'all. Can't wait to tweet with y'all tonight live. You heard it here first. I will be watching in real time.
Oh, yes. J to the Max back on Twitter, back in the live tweets live. So
I know. I was missing football Twitter.
A lot of fun tonight. I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Jason Max for joining me once again before NFL Football Sunday to talk about a little SmackDown matters. Big shout out to Miss Dee Dee Jonay. Shout out to Greg and Sam, Miss Simi, and War Starwin. Please check out our latest episode of Cast a Strong Style as we break down the first four nights of the G1 Climax from New Japan. Lots of good stuff in that episode. Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese. He'll be our third contestant. And tonight's Who You Got, me, Jade, and Mo to the underscore will be seeing who will come out on top for the bragging rights on Class of Champions, Who You Got. Again, use the hashtag Cast of Champions to share your commentary with color with us for Class of Champions starting at 7 p.m. Check out the AEW Dynamite review over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN. Become a patron, sign up for the $3 or $5 tier, and you'll get the dark match each and every week as we talk about AEW Dynamite and more. Also, some candid random conversations from all the episodes here on the WrestleCast. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
To be honest, I would give you this title if I could. But the truth is, you wouldn't even know what to do with it. You don't understand the accountability, the responsibility of being on top
You don't understand the weight and the pressure from being the face of the WWE. How could you? It's not your fault. You're a twin. Your entire life, you've depended on your brother. I'm not saying you're half the man that I am, no. You are one half of the greatest tag team of our generation. And because of that, our family and I are so, so proud of you. But our family depends on me. Our family relies on me being the tribal chief. That's who I am in this life. It ain't you. It won't ever be you. Because it'll always, always be me.
Well, Roman Reigns couldn't be any clearer than that to his cousin Jey Uso, who
everyone has to hit hard.
What if you're wrong? Why can't I be the one to provide for the family, Uso? Why can't I provide for my wife and my kids, your nephews? I've been battling this my whole life. You've been number one, Uso. You've been on top. There goes the big dog. There goes Roman Reigns. There goes Mr. Main Event, Mr. WrestleMania. You know what they say when they see me, Uso? Which one are you? After Sunday, when they ask me who am I, they gonna know. They gonna say, I know you, Uso. You the one that beat Roman Reigns at Clash of Champions for the Universal Championship.